Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars Rebel Rising by Beth Revis. Read for you by Rebecca Soler.
Imperial Detention Center and Labor Camp LEG-817. Location, Wobani. Prisoner, Liana Halleck, number 6295A. Crimes, forgery of Imperial documents, resisting arrest.
Month 01. The stormtrooper chuckled as Jyn Erso fell to her knees. She raised her shackled wrists. "You can take these off now," she said. "Where am I going to run?" She gestured to the long hallway and the dim glow from the illuminators above each cell door.
"It's more fun this way,"
the stormtrooper said, lifting Jyn to her feet by the binders on her wrists. The metal bands cut into her skin and grated against the sensitive bones beneath, but Jyn barely flinched. She didn't want to give him the satisfaction.
"They're always so..."
The warden, a tall, thin man dressed in black, waved his hand as if searching for the right word.
"They're always so noble when they first arrive, don't you think?"
The stormtrooper made a non-committal noise as he prodded Jyn, forcing her farther down the dark hallway toward her cell. The warden chuckled at his own joke, then apologized.
"I'm sorry. It just amuses me so. I can always spot a fresh one. They stand straighter."
His strides lengthened, and he passed Jyn and the stormtrooper, then turned in front of them, halting their progress. The warden grabbed Jin's chin, forcing her to face him, but Jyn jerked away defiantly.
He chuckled again. "The fresh ones still have a little fight in them," he said, wrinkling his nose at the word little.
When Jyn didn't rise to the bait, his face soured.
"This way, prisoner."
He turned on his heel and walked quickly down the hall. Jyn stared ahead, trying to keep her tired feet straight so she wouldn't stumble again and further prolong the ordeal.
"They picked you up, where?"
the warden asked casually. Jyn didn't answer. The warden spun around and slapped her across the face, hard.
"I asked you a question, 6295A.
"I was captured on a ship in the five-point system," she said through gritted teeth.
"Captured and arrested?"
The warden sounded proud of himself, even though he'd had nothing to do with it.
"And now you're here."
He swept his arm out but didn't move. One of the cells was dark and empty. The stormtrooper nudged Jyn forward, and she stumbled into the tiny room. When she raised her wrists this time, he deactivated the binders. The light on the band blinked from red to green, and Jin's wrists fell from the heavy metal with relief.
"I'm sure you'll enjoy our little operation at LEG-817, the warden said.
He pronounced the abbreviation of the prison system branch in a rush, turning the letters LEG into elegy. Jyn felt it was an appropriate title.
"Welcome to Wobani."
He grinned at the words, well aware of the reputation the planet held.
"Your crimes, though not the worst the Empire has encountered, are not to be tolerated. You have done a disservice to the galaxy, and to repay your debt to society, you will work."
The warden punched in a code on the biometric data pad by Jyn's door, and the metal bars slid into place, trapping her inside the cell.
"You will not like the work,"
the warden added, his tone still mild and pleasant.
"And And you will not like your new home here. But that's what you get when you commit crimes against the Empire. Welcome to the worst days of your life. The warden looked down his nose at Jin through the bars. He smirked slightly. No doubt he was used to criminals breaking down at this practiced little speech, but Jin just gaped at him. The worst days of her life? The warden could do no more than scowl as Jin laughed in his face.